This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're fairly easy. I think even you goobers can follow them. We try to dumb them down as much as possible, mainly so I can remember them. First, if you'd like to interact with the program, easiest way to do that is with a text message. In your whatever you use for your message app, you plug in this phone number. You ought to just save this number, 33103, 33103. And then you start the message in the message box with either my name, Mike, or Michael, either one. And then you tell me anything, you ask me anything. And you can do that anytime, night or day, whether I'm on air or not on air, you're listening to podcasts, you're driving down the highway, and boom, you got some idea, send me a text message. I love text messages. And in fact, text messages, I'm going to explain in just a minute, sometimes explain to me, oh, I goofed up in that last segment. And now I realize that I did. The second thing is, there's a simple website to go to, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find a tab that says how to listen, that lists all the affiliates around the country, what time they air the program or rerun the program. You can find stories that I've done throughout the week. You can find interesting graphs, informational things. Everything you need is on that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, including the three social media icons. If you want to follow me on Twitter, X, Facebook, or Instagram, click on those. Give me a follow. Trust me, you'll have some fun, and you'll see some of the arguments that I get into with some of the silly people around the country. Not that there are any silly people in the country. No, apparently not. But in case there is one, somehow they tend to find me. Then last but not least, I really would appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. On your podcast app, whatever you use, doesn't make any difference. Here's what you're searching for. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, you click on subscribe. That leave a 5-star review too. And then you get all 5 days of the weekday program and the 3 hours of the weekend program. So you get 23 hours of me. If you'd like to listen to me live during the week, you can do that on your iHeart app by simply searching for 630 KHOW here in Denver. That's my station during the weekday. And if you want to hear me here in Denver live, you can find me on 97.3 Real News, Real Talk. And, of course, on 300-some stations all across the country. Here's why text messages are important. I said to go, you know, because I'm, Damien asked me in the last break, what I thought the one thing was, if there was one thing I would probably emphasize more than anything else, when there's all of this stuff going on in the world all the time, I mean, you wake up in the morning, it's just like wham, bam, constantly stuff going on. I would say it would be economics. Yes, politics is important. I think economics is more important. I think the culture is more important than politics. The economy culture, politics, and of course, then there are all the other things that are important to different people too. And I said that that if you wanted to understand some of the basics about how things get made, somebody in the text message, they say there are all sorts of videos about how things are made. But I mentioned one called, and I said, the pencil. It's actually iPencil. I, as in me, iPencil. Go watch that video. That's an order. Because it will give you an idea of what I mean about, you know, I grew up in farm and ranch country. And so I've got a real love of farmers and ranchers, what they do. They're the original stewards of the land. They're the original environmentalists, for that matter, because they know that if they don't care of their land, they don't take care of their crops, they don't learn how to rotate crops, they don't learn how to properly care for the crops, all of that, that farmland is going to turn into wasteland. One of the reasons, estimates, just one of the reasons we have the Dust Bowl, in addition to having an extreme drought for a while. Oh, wait a minute. You mean we had an extreme drought back in the dirty 30s? Oh, huh. We have droughts today, too. Climate change, I guess, must have always existed. But I would encourage you to go watch the video, iPencil, because it would give you an idea of where I'm coming from. When I talk about how I think so many people don't understand the abundance that we have in this country and how that abundance comes into existence. And that's through free markets. That's through people pursuing their own self-interest. If there's one thing I could teach people, it would be that. There are a whole host of stories that, for example, talk about an abundance of things that I could talk about. There's so many things to choose from when I sit down to do this program every day. For those of you who are new to the weekend program, I do the same kind of show prep that I do for the weekday program. And that is, throughout the day, I usually have, like right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 different browsers open. Every browser has, for example, right now I'm looking at Safari for my next story, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 10 tabs open on the Safari browser. Each of those are stories, and then I have 6 copies of Microsoft Word, or I should say 6 documents open in Microsoft Word. And every one of those documents contain notes about the different stories and where those tabs are located. And so that's how I do show prep. I hear about a story. I look it up. I do my research. I find the best example of that story. I read it. I make notes. I highlight it. I've got it ready to go. And then I don't have a rundown. Like, I don't have a set order. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It just depends on what I'm in the mood as I sit down and as we come in and out of breaks, what I'm going to do. So show prep is a lot like a free market. By pursuing my own self-interest, just as you're going to pursue your own self-interest today, you're going to decide what to eat. You're going to decide where to eat. You decide what to wear. And all of those have been preceded by decisions about where you like to eat, or what you keep in your home, in your refrigerator, in your pantry, so that you can, if you want to cook at home, what you had to cook. You have bought clothes that you like, so every day when you walk into your closet, you make choices about what you're going to wear. You decided, you did your research, or based on advertisements, or whatever it is you might, that you decided on your mode of transportation. You bought this car instead of that car. You bought an EV instead of an internal combustion engine. I don't care. I don't care if you buy one. Just don't lie to me about how it doesn't pollute the air. You just moved your emissions over to a power plant instead of your tailpipe. Everyone makes their own decisions. And when people do that, for example, My wife texted me during the program, during the break, about friends of ours want to go have dinner tonight. And they want to eat Thai. Well, I have about 4 or 5 favorite Thai places in this general area. So my question was, which one? Where are we going to tonight? Where do they want to go eat? And so we're going to make a choice about which establishment, which restaurant, which Thai restaurant to go to tonight. It may be that one or it might be that one. I'm not picking one or the other because pretty much I like all 5 of these and they like the same 5. Or they might, and we're all good at this, I mean all the 4 of us are good at it, of hearing about, you know, I might hear from a listener about, oh, I found a really good Thai place in this part of Denver or whatever. And so we might go try it and if that gets added to our list. I don't do it because I'm trying to punish the other Thai places. I do it because I have free will and I've chosen to go to this particular Thai place. The point is, whether it's stories that I talk about, food we eat, clothes we wear, cars we drive, the temperature we keep our homes at, whatever it is, it's everyone pursuing their own self-interest. And all of that is based upon, of course, there are moral issues, there are financial issues, but it all boils down to individuals making their own choices. So now, I made a choice that I wanted to explain that about the economy. Now I've got a choice to make. During the break, which of these next 4 stories do I choose to do? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, X, Facebook, and Instagram. Which story's next?
Hey folks, Kevin DeMerritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite. 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today. 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Hi, this is Lynn. Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Kick that up. By the way, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I get a kick out of misreading text messages sometimes. We have two stations in this cluster. We have 93.7 Real News Real Talk, which is my flagship station on the weekends. And we have a classic rock station, 97.3 KBCO. And I'm going 100 miles an hour, and somebody sent me a text message and said, the way it's worded, I didn't understand exactly, which shows the problem with text messages sometimes. Mike, you called out 93.7 out of Denver, 97.3. Come on, man. Well, I misread that. I'm like, well, yeah, it is 93.7, not 97.3. Who's on first? Who's on first? You know, when you're going 100 miles an hour, you're going to make mistakes like that. And you just, you know, you chalk it up to, yep, that's what happens, and you just keep moving on. Those of you who have been listening know that I refer to the cabal quite often, but I want to give you some examples about how the cabal operates. Nonprofits in this country, non-government organizations, either NGOs or nonprofits. Nonprofits are most often, NGOs can be nonprofits. NGOs can also be profit-centered or actual profit-making companies, and they can be nonprofits too. But nonprofits like the Center for Tech and Civic Life, that's the type of organization that's trying to find ways to influence electoral processes, despite the fact that more than a half a dozen states are moving to actually ban their involvement in their state election processes. The Center for Tech and Civic Life and other organizations all get, now you might think I'm about to say, government funding. Because in the context of illegal immigration, too many non-government organizations, whether for-profit or not-profit, do get taxpayer-funded monies. But this is a situation where a nonprofit like the Center for Tech and Civic Life actually gets substantial private funding. And they did so back during the 2020 election. And guess where? Well, not solely, but one of the places they got it was from the big tech giant, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Now what you think about when I use the phrase cabal, and I'm talking about this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, the tech giants, and the dominant media. Here's an example where Mark Zuckerberg, through a series of publicly available webinars, the Center for Tech and Civic Life provides training on topics like working with leftist fact checkers. No. Not working with them in terms of how to counter leftist fact checkers, but how to work in conjunction with leftist fact checkers so that you can get their fact checking. Now, I love how fact checking is no longer fact checking. Fact checking is going through and trying to find, you know, when this is nothing new, but the use of the term fact checking is when lawyers write a brief, for example, if I'm writing a brief on behalf of a client for an appellate case going to, let's just say, the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm going to cite cases and I'm going to try to build an argument based on precedent cited in other cases to make the argument for my client trying to persuade the U.S. Supreme Court to adopt an opinion based upon my arguments. Well, the other side is doing exactly the same thing. And they will cite cases that are in opposition to my point of view in addition to cases that support their point of view. But in all of that, it's all factual. These are the cases. This is the actual wording from the cases. Over here, exactly the same thing. On the opposite side, actual cases that support or counter my argument. And it's all fact-based. And it's all based on legal opinions and pulling quotes from legal opinions and making citations of those legal opinions. Well, you would think this is what fact-checking would be. But fact-checking in the year 2024 has actually become more of opinion-based. So when they talk about working with leftist fact-checkers, they're talking about finding those leftist fact-checkers that will use selected and maybe sometimes a little twisted, sometimes by omitting and then establishing something as a fact, when in fact I can make the argument for just the opposite point of view. The Center for Tech and Civic Life also works with teaches people how to lobby elected officials, how to build relationships with certain journalists, particularly, and I use the term journalists loosely, but journalists that will support your point of view. So despite promoting this kind of nonpartisan public image, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, their founders and some of their board members, all trace back to Democrat political operations. And the organization itself has received millions in funding from all these left-leaning sources. Now, in response to these laws prohibiting private election funding, this group launched the Election Infrastructure Initiative. What does that do? Well, it's an example of how the cabal works day in and day out while dumbass Republicans and conservatives are sitting over here, not nearly as organized as what the left is. Something we've got to learn to do better. Text the word Michael to 33103. The Election Infrastructure Initiative.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. You search for The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit the subscribe button, and you get all the weekday programs and the weekend program. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So we're talking about this organization called the Center for Tech and Civic Life. It is an example of how the cabal operates and how well organized the left is within the cabal itself to influence our elections. And meanwhile, I mean, we've got some great conservative organizations. But what we fail to do on the conservative or on the right side of the political spectrum is we fail to get down to the grassroots level. And if you're a member of an organization that works in your state to do something at the grassroots level, then hallelujah. I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you, and I support you, and I want you to go out and do great work. But you probably don't do it to the extent that a group like this does, where Zuckerberg provides tens of millions of dollars for this. And this is just one example. I haven't even touched on George Soros and how much money he provides to these kinds of organizations. So some states, particularly red states, have started passing laws prohibiting private election funding. So they launched what was called the Election Infrastructure Initiative. This is an effort to pool together election officials, nonprofits, counties, and cities to go advocate for $20 billion in federal funding for election processes over the next decade. So they're already working. Now, when I say election processes, what am I talking about? Well, there's obviously mail-in balloting. There's things like same-day registration. There's ranked choice voting. There are all these different things where there's abolition of the Electoral College. There are all of these things, everything of which is designed to do to put Democrats in power and to keep them in power. Redistricting. You know, we're going to have a census come up in a few years. And then we're going to face redistricting, you know, realignment of all the congressional districts at the end of that census. They will spend billions of dollars because the big tech giants are behind them. So notwithstanding all this controversy around its political affiliations and their disputed involvement in the 2020 elections, I call it disputed only because some people do dispute it. I think it's pretty clear. They also continue to train election administrators. So now you have a leftist organization that is training election workers, people that count ballots, verify signatures, people that get elected as Secretary of State in the 50 states. Training topics include things like navigating electoral procedures, lobbying officials, targeting any disfavored speech about elections. Then Zuckerberg, and again, remember, this is just one example. Zuckerberg then announced his intention to use Facebook and Instagram and use those tools to limit the political content that users are going to see ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Instagram, for example, has publicly said, "We will not proactively recommend content about politics on recommendation services across Instagram and Threads," which is their Twitter-like platform on Instagram. So now, once again, ahead of this November 5th election, they're going to start suppressing certain information. And in addition to that, not just suppressing, but now they're going to start pushing certain information. So what does this mean for you as a consumer? Because I'm not going to get off Facebook, not going to get off Twitter, not going to get off Instagram, but I am going to learn to use them and to recognize that the algorithms are going to feed me certain things, and so I'm not going to use that necessarily as my sole source of information about elections. For that matter, I don't use it about my sole source about anything. But I do use it to look at trends and to see what, primarily, to see what those left of center are saying. What's their rationale? What's their reasoning? What's their logic? What are their arguments? That's how you learn to use things. And that's exactly what they're teaching people to do, is how to feed that stuff to you. So you have to learn to counter it. You know, I've talked incessantly in the past about Zuckerberg and these activities. Back in 2022, they launched an $80 million effort to hijack local elections. How many times, those of you listening to me locally know this, how many times have I used the phrase, you need to go run for dog catcher, run for city council, become a county commissioner, run your school board, county commissioner, your local water district, what it might be, your local fire district. I don't care what it is. These are local elections. And this is where they gain a foothold. District attorneys, for example. We started this entire program talking about the corruption going on in Fulton County, Georgia, with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. And for that matter, Judge Scott McAfee. They use all of these local elections to tilt the races in favor of Democrats. And then that gives them a foothold. And once they get that foothold, that allows them to then start expanding on to the next level, state elections. If you're ever interested, for example, how Colorado went from a dominant red conservative state to the blue state that it is today, I don't know whether you can still find it in print or not, but there was a kind of a workbook called The Blueprint. And it was put together by some billionaires in the state about how they were going to step by step turn this state from a red state into a blue state. Now they were helped by an influx of people moving into this state from other blue states. California, I'm looking at you. But nonetheless, they work concertedly. What do you think is going on in Texas right now? Texas is in danger of turning into a blue state. Now, you may look at some parts of Texas and go, how in the hell can that happen? Well, you're looking in the wrong places. You're looking at Lubbock, Texas. You're looking at Amarillo, Texas. You're looking at Far East Texas. You're not looking at Austin. You're not looking at Harris County, Texas, home of Houston, Texas. You're not looking at Dallas-Fort Worth. You're not looking at San Antonio. You're not looking in the places where they are working tirelessly to turn local county elections, state legislators, from predominantly red to blue. And if they succeed in Texas, then it's done. Utterly done. You know, in August of 2022, Mark Zuckerberg admitted to interfering in the 2020 presidential election, acknowledging that he and his company, Facebook, actually censored media coverage, for example, of Hunter Biden's laptop on behalf of the FBI. So while I'm never going to tell you, because I'm not going to do it myself, while I'm never going to tell you to stay off social media, I am going to encourage you to not use social media as your sole source of information. Because if you do, you're going to figure out that pretty soon, you might have just been compromised. That's how the cabal works. It's happening on the border with nonprofit organizations, non-government organizations. They get tax money from the federal government. They get tax money from unwitting volunteers that donate to charitable organizations because they think, well, they're just trying to help people. They're actually organizing the invasion is what they're really doing. But you won't hear much about that. Coming up next, Japan taking over American steel? Let's hear about that. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Don't forget, Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Be right back.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May
2023. Here's Luan Pham, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer of Byrna Technologies, talking about the Byrna Launcher.
The Byrna Launcher is a revolutionary non-lethal air pistol capable of shooting from 60 feet away. The Byrna Launchers are legal in all 50 states. There's no background check required. We can ship directly to your door and should be considered by all Americans.
Visit Byrna.com. That's Byrna.com. Enter Radio 10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I want to make certain that everybody knows how much I appreciate all of you tuning in. You've got a lot of choices of things to be doing on Saturday or podcasts that you can listen to, and you choose to do this, and I appreciate it. And I just want to make sure that you know that I know how much I appreciate it. You know, Joe Biden for the last, I would say mostly the last 6 months, is now desperately trying to position himself as far more America first than he's ever governed. And he started doing that after Democrat internal polling showed him looking especially weak on economics, national security, corruption, immigration, virtually everything. The reason he's coming out against this Japanese steel thing I'm going to tell you about is the same reason that he's suddenly in favor of a TikTok divestiture, TikTok sale, a TikTok ban, whatever you want to talk about, however you want to describe it. Because it gives Biden the opportunity to claim that he's outflanking Trump, or at least meeting Trump's policies on such things like TikTok or Japanese ownership or Chinese ownership or anything else. But it won't work on those of you that are listening to this. But it could very well work on middle-of-the-road voters who just want to be given any excuse not to vote for Trump. And there are voters that are just looking for a reason not to vote for him. So Biden's playing this fairly smart. He's announced recently that he opposes the takeover of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel Company. Now, Biden had not previously taken a stance on the buyout, but it was announced way back in December of last year. In January, former President Trump said that he would block that deal if he defeats Biden in the 2024 election. Now, the Nippon Steel takeover has become a significant election issue in several critical swing states, like Pennsylvania, where it would have a direct impact, obviously. U.S. Steel also has operations in Michigan, Ohio, Minnesota, maybe some others. You know, when meeting with the Teamsters Union in January, Donald Trump, who does lead Biden in most of the swing state polls, said that he would block it instantaneously. "We saved the U.S. steel industry," he said. "Now U.S. steel is being bought by Japan. So terrible," he added. Trump has emphasized the success of his foreign tariffs in revitalizing U.S. industry during his first term in office. I happen to be one of those that was skeptical, in some cases actually in opposition to some of these tariffs. But you know what? The way Trump did it, he proved me wrong. And now Trump's promised to continue those policies if he gets reelected, outlining what he's calling patriotic protectionism. I just don't like the word protectionism because I actually believe in free trade. But I'm beginning to wonder if my opposition to protectionism might be a little outdated, considering how globalist everything has become. Go look at how much stuff's made in China. Go look at how much of the raw materials that we depend upon is being now mined in Africa by Chinese companies that are overtaking that continent, for example. So what does Biden do? Typical election year politics. Biden jumps into the fray and says, "You know what? I'm going to oppose this," saying it's important that we maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steel workers. So he's going to jump on the union aspect of it. You know, along with Donald Trump, and I find John Fetterman so fascinating. I know oftentimes we find ourselves agreeing with John Fetterman, but let's never forget that John Fetterman is still at his heart a pretty progressive liberal Democrat. But along with Trump, Fetterman was one of the first and only lawmakers on Capitol Hill to oppose the U.S. steel takeover. The closer and closer we get to the election, the more we're going to start hearing stories like this. It's going to be incumbent upon all of us to recognize the real Joe Biden. And the real Joe Biden really is being governed by the Marxist wing of the Democrat Party. Don't let him outflank Trump, because it's not real. It's fake. I think this might be fake too, but nonetheless, I find it an interesting story. Yesterday, Russia's defense ministry released a report saying that Russian military forces have killed approximately 6,000 foreign mercenaries and volunteers that are fighting in Ukraine, or that were fighting in Ukraine. They allege that a total of 13,387 foreign mercenaries from different countries, foreign countries obviously, have participated in the war since its commencement, what, a little over 2 years ago now. And among the killed foreign fighters, according to the Russian report, are 491 American fatalities. The estimated number of British casualties, 360. 422 deaths from Canada. The highest number of foreign fighters that have been allegedly killed by Russian military forces, not surprisingly, Polish, accounting for almost 1,500 deaths out of the total of 2,600 reported. The Liz Truss, one-time UK Prime Minister, actually encouraged Western fighters to volunteer for Ukraine during the early stages of the Russian invasion. And the United States also brazenly endorsed Ukraine's foreign recruitment efforts via online platforms, even some of the platforms we just finished talking about, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But then the war hit a stalemate, and the casualty rate started to soar. And suddenly, every Western government official appeared to back off from that initial enthusiasm. That's had negative repercussions. The negative repercussions of those endorsements were evident in the case of a young British man, Harry Gregg. Heard of Harry Gregg? He recently committed suicide after fighting in Ukraine. Was reportedly motivated by the proclamation of then Prime Minister Truss, who described those fighting for Ukraine as participants in a battle for democracy. You can take whatever position you want to on the idea of the war in Ukraine, or the actual war in Ukraine. Is it a war trying to save Eastern Europe, or is it not? Until we define what our mission is in Ukraine, we're never going to win. And neither will the Ukrainian. We've got to define the mission. Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's chok.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.